Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We're live from the official Music Hypebeast Studios, and the Music Hypebeast podcast illuminates raw, beautiful, and uncensored musical talent from all around the world. Music is a universal language of the world, and people depend on music every day to inspire them, carry them through their darkest moments, and make them feel like they can fly. Music marks time in life. My name is Derek Lewis, and I have the ultimate honor in hosting the Music Hypebeast podcast. And the Music Hypebeast podcast is syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially powered by iHeartRadio. Today, I have major recording artist and entrepreneur all the way from Toronto, Canada. Her name is Isolani on the podcast today. And people, I want you to listen to me closely. The music journey of Isolani will light another fire into your spirit to push even harder in life. And I'm honored to have the one and only Isolani on the Music Hypebeast podcast. Isolani, how are you today?
Hi, Derek. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I want to talk about, you know, in the marathon of music, you know, there's millions of runners in pursuit of the same goal, you know, superstardom. Now, you're in the thick of this race right now. So explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run.
In regards to music, it's not like something that I just woke up and decided to do yesterday. Although I'm not discriminating, there's a lot of artists who do and become very successful. But I've been writing since I was a teenager and recording since I started recording actually not too long ago, like about less than 10 years. I think it's been like 5, 6, 7 years. But it's like I've been singing before that, way before that. I've been recording and like learning how to record for you know, singing all my life. So it's not nothing new to me. You know, it just comes natural. This is just me, you know. So nothing's going to change from now to like 5 years from now or 5 years back. I'm still going to be doing what I enjoy doing. So you know,
totally understand that.
Yeah.
Now being from Toronto, like which artists, you know, whether it's from Canada or the States or around the world, that inspired you to start writing?
I didn't really have much inspiration, to be honest with you. I didn't really have much guidance. I kind of just learned to, like, I lived on my own at a young age. I went to college. I learned how to write English literature at the University of Toronto. And so I just basically used to just put my life experiences or like other people's life experiences or stories into a song based on my knowledge and expertise. So, yeah, that's just basically how I put songs together.
Got it. Now, a lot of artists burn out, they quit, or they simply run out of money before their dreams, you know, can come into fruition. Break down to the people, how do you pace yourself and give us a snapshot of your mentality? You know, explain how you mentally approach life and some of your philosophies.
In regards to what?
In regards to just your dream in regards to making it.
To be honest with you, like I just moving here in Florida, I feel like I already made it. Like, you know, just a lot of things that I've accomplished in life. Education, you know, I've got a diploma, a college diploma, like, you know, music degrees and certifications, awards, everything that I've accomplished. And also, like I said, moving to Florida was me and also my husband's dream. So, everything that we've accomplished, I feel like we're living our dream, and we just have, you know, obviously a lot more goals and dreams to reach, but having a family would be one of them. This is, you know, obviously what we're working on. And yeah, so I just take everything one day at a time, you know, and just content and thankful for everything that I have and that I've accomplished.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now break down how your music touches people's spirits and motivates them.
I get a lot of related stuff. Like people are like, oh my gosh, I listened to that song and I can so relate to that. And, or, you know, a lot of my songs are about other people's stories. So it's related to other people already. So I kind of like doing both and, you know, based on real life situations and also inspirational stuff as well to help people go through stuff. Yeah.
That's the best stuff, because it's like when it really touches them and really, and they can really relate to you.
Yeah.
That goes a long way, because that's where you really begin. Like, think about Taylor Swift. Like, as people, you know, there's people that's going to that say, oh, they don't like her for whatever reason. But I mean, there's a reason why she has the fan base that she has, because relatability. And she's talking about her relationships and it's everyday stuff. I mean, people go through the same stuff. So it's not a shocker. It shouldn't be a shocker to anybody on how good she is and how popular she is because of that relatability. She does not fabricate anything that she is.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, a lot of people want to know what you're going through and also want to be, and a lot of people also relate to what you're going through and want to know, like, how you got through it. So it relates to their life situation and how it helps them get through stuff too. And they get inspired and, you know, it, that's what music's about. Right. So
agreed.
Yeah.
Now let me create this image for you. Okay. Now you're performing before a sold out crowd at Toronto Skydome, now the Rogers Center. The crowd's going crazy. You're on stage performing a God-given gift. While you're holding that microphone, staring into a sea of people, tell me what's going through your mind and explain how that moment will make you feel.
It makes me feel like, I used to be a swimsuit model for 5 years. I had a contract with Guess, designer as well as a runway fashion model in Toronto. And one night we did one show we did was an opening concert for Cardinal Official. And it was a Dark Knights concert, and it was like 70,000 people. And we had to do the opening of the show. And I was literally one of the first models to walk out on stage. So when they opened up and you see 70,000 people screaming, like, you know, in a big, huge crowd, you're just like, wow, you know, it's just like the excitement and just seeing people happy makes you happy and makes you want to all be part of that, you know, fun, good time and good feeling and good vibe, you know.
But, indeed.
Yeah.
Now, as an indie artist, you have the weight of the world on your shoulders every day, you know, plus you have to manage your own personal life, job, etc. So from your perspective, from your vision and from your eyes, explain the life of an indie artist.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start, especially in a music industry that's got so much going on. And being a female, I don't want to say like, oh, you know, it's a female thing, but you know, it could be female or male.
Agreed. No, I totally get what you're saying. 100%.
Yeah, but it's not easy, to be honest with you. It's not easy to maneuver your own way, accept record deals, decline record deals. It's not easy dealing with things, you know, after certain situations and having to find your way, you know, doing things the right way and, you know, steering from any craziness or, you know, trouble and just trying to find the always, you know, do things the right way and like just getting things done yourself, to be honest with you, is a challenge because you don't have all these people. Like, yeah, you have staff, but it's not like, you know, you have all these people working for you, you know, like it's like a record company does, you know? So you're basically like your own record company.
Right.
In that sense. So,
agreed.
Yeah.
No. You're absolutely right about that. Now explain how, you know, people respond to your music when they hear it live.
A lot of people, they say it's fire. They dance, they love singing to it. And yeah, just seeing that reflection of mm-hmm. people enjoying themselves, you know, because I also make music I make music about stories and about, you know, other people's stories, but I love making music about having a good time and having fun and just, you know, good times and good vibes and stuff like that. So when you see people, you know, repeating the song or like after a couple of days, they're like, oh, that song, I've been jamming to it in my head all week or whatever. It's like, you know, I'm glad it gives them that good feeling and that good vibe. So.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. So the music industry comes with no guarantees, as you know, you know, 401k mm-hmm. plan. There's no health insurance. There's no sick pay. And there's, and why in the world, you know, and especially now, and I ask myself this all the time too, but why are you willing to accept this high level of risk?
Like I said, you have to treat it like your own business. So mm-hmm. like any other business, like if you want to open up a store or you want to open up, you know, whatever it is, a restaurant, whatever it is, music business, like if you're an indie artist and you want to, you know, go your own path and be a boss, like your own boss, you have to treat it as your own business, just like any other business.
Right.
You're open. So you have to have your own insurance. You have to have your own, you know, hire your own contractors. You have to do your own taxes, like any other business. You have to address it just like any other business. And that I learned to do also when I was in college. So it helped me because at the time when I completed my 5-year modeling contract, I had like a lot of money saved from the money I made, but I didn't know how to like it go about because I didn't know anything about money, right? So I went to college and I got my diploma in accounting and bookkeeping where I learned how to invest my money and take that step into being my own business person, right. You know, and learning it myself and treating it like any other business.
Yeah, I totally agree with that because, mm-hmm. like I said, there's a lot of this industry doesn't give you a module, right? Like it doesn't give you a pamphlet to kind of read to. You know what I mean? Like some things you literally have to like learn on your own.
Yeah,
and a lot of it, and no, and I mean, it's unfortunate that you have a lot of people that's gonna, you know, lead you astray and down a wrong path. And yeah, I'm not talking about. And I'm not talking about just doing something bad to you, but I'm just talking about just giving you wrong information.
And wrong information. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of vulnerability, you know, especially when you're first starting out and you're meeting right. people and, you know, you don't know them. And, it's, you know, especially as a female, it could lead you in vulnerable situations.
Yeah.
If you're not educated enough to treat it like a business. So, you know, you really have to look at it as a business standpoint, regardless if you're a male or a female, you got to look at it as a business standpoint. Like, this is my business that I'm going to open, you know, and how I'm going to conduct it as a business person, you know, right. in a professional manner. So,
yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
who supported your music career during the startup phase?
To be honest, I used to volunteer in a church choir mm-hmm. and my family, my mom was really supportive of me as a teenager and so I had a lot of support from her and my dad. My dad would always want me to encourage me to sing. So yeah, I had a lot of influence with, you know, just being in the music scene growing up. And then mm-hmm. when I did modeling and I also did some acting like on scene, you know, stuff while I was living in Toronto and just being in the entertainment industry with the people that you see in me, it just, you know, you just gain experience and exposure in that sense too.
Right. Give us your thoughts on the current state of the music industry.
What's that? Can you repeat that?
Sure. I said, give us your thoughts on the current state of the music industry.
The current state of the music industry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. It's just crazy. Like, I mean, if I could have a conversation with you about that till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, like it's just like for like the next 8, 9 to like the next 5 hours. It's just, there's just a lot of craziness going on, like, you know. So, but you know, like you just have to address everything at a business standpoint. Again, like you can't steer away from that, because if you steer away from professionalism and conducting yourself as a businesswoman, then you're just going to be lost. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you.
Right. No, you hit the nail right on the head on that one for sure. Break down the one song that really took off with your fan base.
I would say when I released my first single, when I moved here to Miami, So Nice, mm-hmm. It got my first record deal and my first placement on a album that was charting then on Billboard. So awesome. That was the first single that really started taking off.
Okay. Yeah. What's the one thing that you think you can improve upon in 2024 to be a better person and a better artist?
I think I have to just be, a lot of people say, oh, just continue doing what you're doing, you know, and what another thing that I have to do is just try to stay focused, because there's a lot of distractions in the music industry, and it's very easy to be distracted with things that are going on and people and, you know, and so it's a challenge sometimes when you're going through things and you have to just stay focused. That would be the main thing, is just don't steer away from your creativity, because at the end of the day, it's your creativity. I'm an artist, right? So all this business stuff that takes place in the music industry, it can steer you away from it very easily and distract you, and then there's obstacles, and then that can get in the way of things, and then your creativity can get lost. So mm-hmm. You know, it's very important to stick to focusing on, you know, my creativity. And like even now, sometimes when I think of things, I write it down right away so I don't forget, you know, right. And keep myself organized that sense. So yeah.
Now, what have you enjoyed most about being on today's episode of the Music Hypebeast podcast?
I enjoy speaking with you. Definitely is a pleasure. Enjoy talking about the music industry and, you know, experience and advice that I can give, even to help other artists that are starting out. Also, you know, wanted to mention that I have a new album that's going to be coming out that I'm working on. Okay. So yeah, definitely. Thank you.
No problem. Now spell out your Instagram handle nice and loud so that people can follow you on there. And while you're at it, spell out your artist name that's listed, you know, how it's listed on Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal.
Sure. It's Icelani, Icelani.
Okay. Now, Icelani, I got to tell you that this interview today has been revealing and thought-provoking, and your story encourages, inspiring to anyone who believes they can do anything in life and live their dreams. So thank you again for sharing your story on this episode of the Music Hypebeast podcast today. You can follow me on all of my social media. It's The Real DT Lou, with the exception of Facebook, which is Derek T. Lewis' official page. Make sure that you follow the Music Hypebeast podcast on all streaming platforms, including Pandora. Lastly, follow our movements of Radio Pushers and Radio Pushers TV all across social media platforms. On our mobile app is crazy. You can download the official Radio Pushers app for iPhone and iPad. And everyone, remember this: never stop improving yourself, never follow the crowd, set your own trends, and focus on results and no hype. Thank you very much for joining us, and you have yourself a good night.
Thanks, Derek.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.